Welcome to this edition of the Vanderbilt University Health and Wellness Wellcast. I'm Stacey Bonner with the Child and Family Center. Today, I have the opportunity to speak with Mary Ellen Ferguson, a 54, who has not let age stop her from giving back to others. Good morning, Mary Ellen.
Good morning.
Here at 54, you lead a fitness class. How long have you been leading that class?
About 13 years.
13 years, okay. So you probably know all the moves. And
I try to remember.
You try to remember? Okay. And prior to leading the class, you were a participant. Why was it important to you to be on a regular fitness regimen?
After I retired, I stayed home for a few months, not doing anything. Mm. So I came to Knowles, and the first thing I did was go into the exercise class. I just watched first day. Somebody welcomed me right away. And from then on, I started, and I felt so much better physically and mentally.
That's good.
That I just kept on going.
You've been here since then.
Been here ever since.
Okay.
Still pretty fit, too.
That's a good thing. Besides for the health element of a regular fitness class, being a leader, have you seen an increase in social interaction of the participants?
Oh, our class is a friendship class. Most everybody came as strangers after the first class. All friends. Good friendships have developed here. Mm-hmm. And some of them come early just to chat before they start exercising. It's just, I call it a social event as well as exercise
class. Okay. Leading the class, I know you probably have different age ranges of participants. What do you think is the age range that is in your class?
I think most of them are in their 70s, and I'm sure I'm the oldest. But some of them are in their 80s.
Okay.
Most of them probably in their 70s.
Okay. What do you enjoy about leading the class the most?
I enjoy seeing people do just what they can. Not everybody can do everything.
Mm-hmm.
Some don't want to get down on mats because they're afraid they can't get up.
Right.
We've never left anybody on the floor yet. But I just want them to do what they can, and they know what they can do.
Right.
They don't want to exert themselves beyond what they should be doing.
Mm-hmm.
And I just feel like if they move an arm or a leg or do the head movements, they're accomplishing something.
They're getting something out
of it. I know I am.
Right. That's a good thing. What days are class that you lead?
We have classes on Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday.
Okay.
And Monday and Thursday are the ones where we do get down on mats and we use weights.
Okay.
On Wednesday, we do it to a DVD that the Arthritis Foundation gave us. And it's really great exercises. It's quite different from what we do on Monday and Thursday.
And is it usually about an hour?
Close to an hour, a little less than an hour.
Okay. We try to get in an hour.
We try to get in an hour, right?
Thank you, Mary Ellen.
Thank you, Stacy.
Thanks for listening. Please feel free to leave us any comments on this webcast by clicking the Add New Comment link at the bottom of this page. If you have a story suggestion, please email us at health.wellness@vanderbilt.edu, or you can use the Contact Us link on our website at health and wellness, that's all one word, .vanderbilt.edu.